Hi, folks. Welcome to the David and David Show, brought to you by our good friends at American Retirement Advisors. We are the answer men for all of your retirement planning questions, from Medicare to money. Our extra special host and national best-selling author on Medicare, David Schaefer, is here in the studio today to answer all your questions about the whens, whats, and wheres of Medicare. David, it's good to see you this morning.
Good morning.
So, good morning it is. We have a question from Rita today, and she says, I'm turning 65, and she wants to know exactly what was she supposed to do to enroll in Medicare. So the question really is, Rita, you're going to fall into one of three categories. You're still working and covered under employee group insurance, you're already collecting Social Security, or you're not collecting Social Security. David, how does that work?
Well, let's take the first item that you, or the first category that you mentioned. You're still working and you're covered under your group employer's plan. Well, for this, it's pretty straightforward. You have an option. You could stay with your employer plan, delay your enrollment in Medicare, and not worry about any penalties or loss of options when you decide to separate from that employer's plan in the future. So that is an option. You could just stay with your employer plan.
Okay, so if you're still working and covered under your employee group insurance, you can go ahead and stay with your employer, or you can leave and pick Medicare Advantage or Supplement. So that brings us to the next one. You're already collecting Social Security, and it really doesn't matter what kind of Social Security. If you're getting disability, SSI, SSA, you're collecting Social Security. Now what?
Well, when you're collecting Social Security, your Medicare card will magically appear about 100 days prior to the month of your birth, so 3 months and about a week or so. So you want to check your mail, and it kind of looks like junk mail. It'll be a 9x6 envelope, and it's white, and it looks like every other solicitation, but that's actually your official Medicare card. So if you're already collecting Social Security, your Medicare card will automatically appear. Now, if you're covered under employer group health insurance, from your spouse or even from your own, and you don't want your Medicare because you like the plan that you have now, you can flip that card over and mail it back to Medicare or mail it back to Social Security and say, hey, I'm covered under my group insurance and I'll contact you when I don't need your, when I do need your Medicare sometime in the future.
So it sounds to me like they need to start opening all their junk mail about 4 months before their birth month and just take a little peek inside that envelope and make sure that little red, white, and blue card's not in there before you throw it in the trash.
That is correct.
So then our third option is you're not collecting Social Security yet and you're not employed and you want to know, what do I do?
Okay, so this one's a little bit more tricky. This one requires that you manually enroll in Medicare. So one of the ways that people can do this straightforward and easy is just call the Social Security Administration. And that number is
1-800-772-1213. But wait, there's more.
David, you know, you have a face for radio. So you could call the Social Security Administration and they will help you through the process of enrolling in Medicare. What they're going to tell you is they're going to push you to the website, ssa.gov, and they're going to suggest you enroll that way. And that seems to be the most efficient way to do things right now.
Okay, so if you're not collecting Social Security, you're going to call Social Security. And what are the other ways besides enrolling online that you can do enrollment in Medicare?
Well, you can schedule a face-to-face visit at your local Social Security office, and they'll take care of you in person in about 30 minutes. But what we're finding is they're getting extremely busy, so they're trying to push you to the website any way they can.
Great. Okay. So, Rita, there's your three answers to your three options on which one of those situations you happen to be in, and how do you enroll in Medicare. So, great. So, folks, remember, if you have a question or just a burning desire to get some information about Medicare or retirement money, just send your inquiry to judy@americanretire.com. That's judy@americanretire.com. And as always, providing financial certainty is our mission.
And making healthcare and retirement planning 1-2-3 easy is what we do.
So until next time,
this is David.
And this is David. So long, folks.
Take care, everybody.